We listened to a classic, opera, was it? I don't know. Whatever. That's by this lady. Lady named Summer. Palabra de Honor? Not Hyundai, sorry. That's a Hyundai. Honor. Jonah? I forgot. Whatever. How low. Just like, don't feel like home. Definitely not. What's going on? What's going on? It's Halloween stuff. Just not making it. Anyway, welcome to Studio to Rocks Live. I'm going to say October 31st. Instead of Halloween, because I don't feel like this is Halloween. That's what happens whenever. 31st on Monday. Is it? Shall we go trick or treat? Huh? What do you say? No. Shit don't feel like it. Hey. No way. So, I'll try to put a lot of Halloween past stuff. But the sun's so bright out. It's so beautiful outside. It's like, I feel like classical, traditional music, opera music. Well, what's coming up is Trans-Siberian Orchestra, so I feel that. Like I know. I don't feel like doing Halloween thing. Well, I also have stories and stuff for kids. A kid. Or friend. Well, old friend. I don't know. I forgot where he is. Just like a young king. Or younger day friends. Greg. Going to Halloween. Sunday. It's like, dude, we're going to wake up at 6. Like, why? Why 6? You'll see. Like, then wake up at 6 and walk around. Like, who's gonna open the door? Well, so who's gonna show people are up this early? It's like, then he points to a house. It's like, take one, please. I'm like, what? Dude. And he said, dump one half of the bucket, like, says take one please, and dump the other half. I'm like what, you know, when a kid, like, oh my god, we found a scam, we found it, we found the first Ponzi scheme for candies, take one, wake up early and go take one please. And we did it. Oh my god, like 2 full pedal bags full of this candy. Like, what the fuck? I have this stuff, I don't eat. It's like, stop giving away to other friends. Yes, yeah. Dude, that's not cool. But that happened. Then, if anyone who listens or anybody who listened, who lived Bergen County, New Jersey. Went to Rotten Valley Regional High School in Demarest. You know, there's a hot dog lady. The hot dog lady. Go check it out. The lady's making hot dogs for kids. It's like, hey, a hot dog. Like, all right. The 1 year I drove, I started driving, so I drove some friends. I didn't get any candy, but I went up to her. You're too old for that. I was like, yeah, but do you remember me? And she was like, oh yeah, oh my God, have a hot dog. Thank you. I'm just driving some of the kids around. They get tired. Like, man, when was your kid? No, you're gonna go back to that. Man, where was your kid? Hey, we walked BMX, who knows where. And over the years elapsed a lot. There's just screwed up reasons, I think. Somebody just trying to let's modify children a little bit. Like the vampires. Fall up there. You know? It's like, let's take the exercise out of the kids. Because they'll be weak. They will be weak minded. And not enough oxygen that we can control. Wonder if that's that. Because there's like so. So, you know, for a long time, I didn't see kids riding bikes and stuff. Why? There might be like dangerous people going online and doing this thing. So it's like internet's fault. You know, you could just chaperone, take a walk with them to school because it's a good exercise. Why not? A lot of city people. If you think the street's dangerous, of course a lot of kids will back themselves, but you see they go together and get one parent to volunteer. That's a good exercise. I mean, I'm started seeing more and more kids exercise, like walking home, walking to school, instead of, you know, parents driving. But still, I see so many cars picking up kids. You know, there weren't a lot, but there were some. There were no lines like that until I graduated and started seeing a little bit. But all the kids, like 17, by the time you're 17, you got a car. You got a cheap car, you got to work it. You're driving yourself and your friend. You know, holy cow, man. And Halloween changes. And I'm going to be more surprised what's going to happen. This Halloween. Because, you know, a whole bunch of things happened. Trick. Well, get the hell out of Twitter. Elon. Kicking people out today. I'm sure more and more. Wow, Halloween. Happy Halloween. Here's a piece of candy. Can't go now. Bye. Right? I'm just wondering what else is gonna happen. Or whatever, like, the whole thing. they're gonna do something, or people are gonna go nuts on Twitter. Like, both, one side had basically freedom of speech controlled. Now it's uncontrolled, which is supposed to be, just not completely unhinged, but just, you're gonna say stuff. Now you can say stuff. And all these people came back, were like, whoa, I haven't heard from this person. Oh, I guess they got banned. Now they're coming back. I'm like, good. Freedom of speech, but just don't go too far. You want to say anything? No. I was going to tweet this morning. I was like, now that Twitter has opened once again, I can call people jackass without getting banned, shadow banned, something, getting kicked out. So, all of you old bunch of jackasses, I was gonna do that today. Not Jack O'Lantern, but Jack. But I have to say, like, Twitter helped Dogecoin, because Dogecoin is like rising. Jeez, it's been a month. It was down under. Jeez. For a whole month. It was just fruit. The last couple days went up to where May was. Wow. Jeez. Whew. Well, if Dogecoin goes, everything else might go. Maybe. I don't know. Solana went to 33, so that's which now to something else. But there's a bunch. Yeah, most of the stuff bounced up. So with Dogecoin will be the new Twitter tokens. Doge Twit. Hey, you got any of those Doge twits? Yeah. Well, anyway. So, went off the rails. Started talking about other stuff. Instead of Halloween. But I really don't have any cool Halloween story. Because if you're pure on the suburbs, we just, everything is clean and, pristine. Or just the suburbs living there, and you never seen anything crazy. Yeah, I'm the opposite. I'm seeing pretty much everything. So, I live in a city, grew up in a city, was born in a city, live in a city. See all the stuff. And I see people with tattoos. They look like they're Halloween every day. Like, no, it's normal. Just, you see past it. It's like, are you good? Are you cool? It's like, yeah. All right. Then you find out if they are. That's it. I have friends like tattoo, complete tattoo. Yeah, you don't see. Dude, I can't check it out. The round, my God. Amazing artwork. Cool. They're cool. Hey, and just whatever it is. Oh, boy. I don't know where to go. Is really, should I even go to the Halloween stuff? I don't want to do Halloween stuff, really. I just don't feel like it. So I saw the, finally saw it, the Eternals. It's not the whole day. It's like, did they take some of these streets and totally change it? So yeah, that's fine. You know, it's fantasy. I feel bad for people take it seriously. Some of the stuff. It's like, no, it's not like that. Yes, in the movie they call Celestials. In the old days of Asia, we called the, you know, the demigods. What people say, like, you know, like Zeus, or who supposedly controls our solar system, the manager, or others, right? Back then, they called them, the term is celestials. They're like up there in the skies, but it's really space. No, you can go watch like Ancient Aliens. Just breeze through and then you're going to find something. It's reference to that. So at that part, I'm like, okay, yeah. And the part that some that are still here, I haven't seen one. Or maybe I saw one and just didn't recognize. I don't know how, you know, they're among us. They are. We don't know who's who or what. And did they keep eyeing on you?
Yeah.
I felt it. I felt something. Somebody's keeping an eye on me. I don't know who. They probably won't show themselves. But I'm okay with it. Like, whatever. Like, you know, my plan is, who knows when. When California opens up, be normal again. Love to move there. Go to the beach. On the beachfront, something. Open a little cafe with servers. Have a little thing. Maybe put a little lot for people camping. Those like Winnebago nomads with a fan of nomads can like park up. Have solar panels. Charge. And their waste can go to this tank. Drop it off. And guess what? You can make the tank into, done correctly, you can make it into a fuel. So win-win. Right? It's like the waste goes in, fuel comes out. Then do the whole recycling. So it's great. Wonderful. That's the plan. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Who knows? Right? Like one day, like Elon shows up, maybe in front of you. I want you in Mars. What? In Mars? No, I want you on Mars. Oh, I want you in the Mars team. Like, oh, I just signed up a long time ago. So, I don't know. Are they going to pick it from there or are they just picking new people? You have to go through medical exams if you're fit to live up there. I don't know. Hey, but if it happens, like, wow, I'm going to Mars. So, I went up in Mars and be like, what am I going to do there? I could take photos and cool things, send it back to Earth. Everybody has an iPhone. Like, I don't need it. I don't need to do that. But maybe they need somebody like that. Who knows? They'll probably be like, is it that big mountain over there? It's very sandy. You go like sand surfing. No, put a cafe on top. Or the astronaut can come in and a little drink and they go down this board and get a lift. Like a chairlift or a ski resort. There you go. Just want to do that. That's it. Nothing else. No complications. It's like, you must do because that person we gotta compete. Like, I'm tired of that. Really. If what UFO community taught me was that was one of them. So let's keep back talking. Guys, keep back talking. What's new? We found new evidence. So it's this tiny little thing. Oh. Then you watch the shows. It's like, this is amazing. This is but we only know this much. And but come back. But we were fans. This gibberish halfway through. Oh, holy cow, man. So you never saw anything. Just making another show about the same subject. That's what it felt like. And that's what felt like today. Halloween. It's like, it's not Halloween. Is it? I don't feel Halloween. I'll visit a McDonald's or something. See if they have the Halloween drink shakes or something. I'll take one. Yeah. So that's it. That's my back is twisted. So I gotta untwist. That's slightly. A little late last night, like really. So that's what happened. I'm gonna change the music. Okay. So, anything else? I don't know. Somebody made a luxury watch. Customizer making a luxury analog camera, so it's a film camera. That's gonna cost $9,700. I guess it's a collector's item. It's like that. Alright, oh jeez. Then I thought about all my cameras and stuff. Like, you know, this is funny. It's like, I have a large and a medium large, then the tiny, then the micro cameras. Just like, it's like perfectly, like, in an incline. Yeah. Really, you just need three. You need like really, really good studio camera, like Hasselblad. Then you need a handheld, like the one I have with the XC4, which I'm holding right now. Like, I don't know if you can hear the click. So that's XC4. They need something small, pocketable,
I think that's it. Really.
I know there are a lot of photographers. I got this now, I got that. No, just
have this much. I have a basic lens. If you can get it interchangeable. Yeah, sorry about the cough. Something stuck. So, no, Wim Hof breathing exercise helps with the cough, so I can try to do it. I'll do it one time, so you guys know what it is. Ready? Here we go. So you hold it. Yeah, help. It's so long. Hey, there's remedies, natural remedies for things, except there's no natural remedies for Halloween. There isn't. Halloween's Halloween. Whoever came out with that? And is it? Do we pronounce it correctly as a, you know, Americans? Is it more Germanic or is it more Old English? Where the Halloween? Where did you start? There's a history of it. I know what it is, but you should go search it. That's interesting. What it was. Wow. It became Kids Day. Like, when did it come back? Just in customs. And of course, then we got the Eyes Wide Shut type thing. Those type of Halloween costumes. Which I've seen. I've been to one. It wasn't Halloween. I've been to one. What? I walked in and said, "Sir, your mask." I don't have one. Here. I got one for you. I have to walk through that. Yeah. And I just, okay, talking. I was there to be someone. It's like, I. Put the mask off and just had a drink and whatever, and I left. I go, this is weird. It's like weird stuff. You into? The guy was like, "Yeah, no, I know, but it's business." That guy, he was a chef. Coughing again. So Wim Hof doesn't work, I gotta do the stretch. Or I have to just lie down after the chat. After the, not the chat, but the this podcast. With one person came in, somebody else came in. It's just total of three. There's only one person. Guess that means you're still listening. Ref Bismarck. Okay. Yeah, so this whole thing is just... Phew. Whatever. Back. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of exercises you can do. Look, I'm doing one right now. Yeah, it's old injury. It wasn't on Halloween. No. It's multiple times in multiple different day. Doing multiple different things and eventually got to that point. When you're old, your skin start shlacking off. That's what my friend said, shlacking off. Your bones, you're shrinking at the same time. Your skin makes this weird marks. Then you look at it. Oh my God, I've never seen that before. I'm getting old. That should be a Halloween thing. Stretchy skin. When do we get? Buy those. Play old fart. Like, like the doc. Back to the future. And talking about back to the future. So DeLorean DMC 12. DeLorean Next Generation Motors. They're actually, did they make it? They did make one and showcase a Pebble Beach, but they're making a new one. And I'm looking at it like, you know, kind of reminded me of a video game. I'm not going to say what it is. It's just like, wow. DeLorean's daughter. Cat. The cat. Or just Catherine. Catherine DeLorean. Seymour. It's in the project. Wow. So they took the original DMC, but it looks, you know, looks like the, I don't know what to say. Like somebody took the new Nissan Z and just stretched it. That's what it looks like. Now you can search it, DeLorean Next Generation Motor, Model JZD Coupe. Now it's going to have the wings and stuff. So are they going to make another movie with this? That's what would be cool. I like the side of it. It just has nice angles. But other than that, and the shape looks very nice. It looks kind of, the front end looks a little bit like Lucid Air. But I'm just wondering, like, okay. They have to remake Back to the Future. You know, like, maybe back to the drawing boards. I'm not making fun of the design and stuff. I'm just, you know, as a doc or somebody went back in time and told themselves, like, you gotta change this in the past. So it never happened. Wonder if they can make that. I mean, now you could. You can just scan the person and just put it in what's that? Unreal Engine. And be like, whoa, can make a movie out of it. Some people did. I've seen movies, you know, with the Unreal Engine. The latest one. Oh my God. It's getting close. I've seen people who do model cars and render stuff in Unreal Engine. And you see it, just like, wow, this is beautiful. Like, now everybody can do it. Right? And you can, the cool part is, some of these guys say, oh, you can go in there and drive the thing. So the driving is a little harsh, but you can drive it. You're gonna pretend. It's like, wow.
Neat. Oh, so I haven't been to your house yet. I don't want to see it because it's going to be all Halloween gore. And there's the whole Korean thing, Halloween thing, disaster, stampeding. Wow, it's terrible. Incredibly suck. So, will it be a disappointment this year or not? I think, I don't know. Because the, what they say, the Wokian Halloween. Oh no. It's politically incorrect to do that. Are you sure about that? I think I saw an article on Post yesterday about the guy who wore a Nazi uniform to a bar. But the time went back in the time I was in the bars downtown New York. Halloween people were, they were Nazi stuff. Punk rockers, you know, like pretending. Okay. And, but it wasn't Nazi symbols. They put something else on there. But has the feeling of it. Then be like, yeah, that's fine. And like, whatever. You believe in it, you don't. Went through that and whatever. That's it. Not gonna bother going through all this stuff. There's one design. Now everything's like, yeah. Oh, this is bad. You can hear it in my voice. It's like, still going, So it's, well, the part of mucus, I would say. For sleeping really late, like 3 o'clock in the morning, and then waking up to do the podcast. Yeah, it's not enough sometimes. When I stay up long periods, I get that. It was a really cool one. It's about the Orient Express. It was a remake of it or something. No, I don't see it. I don't know what it is. And I thought about it. I like it more than anything else. It's because of me. I like that contrasty look. I like the old look. So it's probably me. I'm into the... Oh, there's a video. Wow. Oh, it's in 3D. So this is probably on the real engine. It's virtual reality, so I'm thinking this is probably on Mio Engine. But let's see the video. I hear put the link. I like this. I will even think about it. If I have a house, I want to build a house. I have land, I want to build a house. I'll get one of these old chains, set it up like that. Maybe not the same color. I don't know about the green color. Sofas. But I'm put something else. Maybe a little lighter. Boy. Voice is going. Hopefully not. Just need rest. I need to clear out the mucus. And that's it. Somebody came in crazy Kyle? I was gonna say crazy Kyle. Crazy. Yo, what's up? Happy. Yeah, so I love the art deco. I don't know what it is. Right. I don't know. But then I like the futuristic stuff, like the bullet train video. Seen that. There's a bullet train. I forgot which one. Maybe there are two of them. I think there's only one, but somebody told me there was two. That goes from Taipei to Tainan. Bullet train. In the middle of it, instead, you know, they had that funny kitty stuff. They got Hello Kitty card. And we walk in there, it's all pink. There's a giant Hello Kitty. Just want to hug you. Be like, whoa. Like Hello Kitty merchandise. Kids are playing. Like Hello Kitty things. Wow, this is amazing. And then walk out. That's what bullet train. I was like, oh. It's like, so this is, they do that too in Japan. Maybe it came from Japan. Because a lot of Taiwan has a lot of influence on Japan, especially the shopping malls called the Sogo. Very Japanese. So, whatever. That's that. I don't know what else is there. I mean, I could go back to the New York Post, but I don't really want to talk about that stuff. The news, it's no good. And people who just always watching the tickers on coins, it's crazy. You know, life is a lot more than this, including the whip, including the Paul Pelosi attack, whatever. I don't know. It's a serious question. When I said that last week, you said about the Porsche, it's like, why is he driving a Porsche? You know the reason? Kind of want to get people still thinking something. If you know Porsche, it's all-wheel drive, all-wheel traction control. How do you crash that? The only way I can think of is something coming at you. You know, swerve all the way. Or you look at your phone and lost traction. You're distracted. Or you fall asleep. Like, drunk. Fall asleep on the wheel. Like, right. You can't. All my friends would drive Porsche. Even me when I drove Porsche. Try to do something a little drastic. Just tug the new Porsches. They have these, like, the old Porsche don't have it because I guess technology wasn't there, but now they have this function. It's always on. You have to shut it off manually. It kind of, if going too fast, the steering wheel is a little heavier. So it prevents you from doing stupid things. And we're gonna be, I need a mute button. Coughing now. I have it. It's on the mic. But there's a problem with it. There's a click. I don't like that sound. It should be like a foot pedal thing. Yeah, so push up with the old, like this lane departure, the new stuff, that lane departure, they warn you. They tell like lane departure. Yeah, shut it off, but still the wheel will take over, pull you back. So how do you crash that? Like I said, distraction where you fell asleep on the wheels. It's only two ways. I'm just like, geez. So, yeah, there's something fishy about the whole thing. But who cares? It's Halloween. There's something down my pipes. Yeah. We'll have a drink. I'm okay. But I can talk a little bit lower now. No, I don't need to. So yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Boston University made that. Well, this story came out. The Frank and COVID-19. Why are they doing that? Hey. Why are you guys doing that? The world's not doing well. So, I don't know. Maybe that's why this Halloween's like. And now they got the fentanyl. Fentanyl came in looking like Skittles. I can't get that stuff. One of the kids got Skittles. So we got Rice Krispie treats and some fruity candy, like real fruit. Yeah, it's like transparent candy. Unless they cook the fentanyl in your water, but you touch that stuff, even a tiny bit, you're done. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Let me see. National hurricane. There's a tropical storm. That's it. Tiny little thing. Nothing. Pacific, nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. Hawaii. Nothing. Nothing's happening. Boring. Oh my god. Boring. Boring. Monster day. Great. Oh. Phew. The anything else with like tech and stuff? And that. There's some cool stuff, but Apple's going to delay on some of the stuff. They're getting issues. They're getting chip maker delivery, whatever. TSMC having a hard time with their 3-nanometer chips. That's all about that 3-nanometer. You know, eventually it's gonna do like 1, right? So when you pass 0.1, what is it next? Nano? What's nano? Saxo? I forgot. But are they just gonna go 0.1 nanometer? And get that small, like, geez, so it's gonna be that tiny. That means we're gonna have nanobots. We probably do have nanobots now. That's a Halloween scare, kids. That few current kids, hey kids, I have a bad news for you, and nanobots all over your body. Because they put in food and air and
drinks and the COVID-19 and just turn this Wi-Fi thing, click on, then you're gonna start becoming your little robots, little zombies. Tell your kids that. See what happens. That's bad though. That's like screwing with their psyche. Maybe better off not. They should just dress up as princesses. I'm sure there's a bunch of people doing dragons. So just be a, you know, kids can be Targaryens. Or the Lannisters. Or the one of the other ones, which I can't remember. Yes, I don't know. I don't see anything new coming in other than, it's very warm. I don't know. Wow, that was such a weird time. What's coming next? What's coming after? What are you gonna do? Should we be doing this? Should we be doing? Do I need this? I think the best time right now is clean up your stuff, which I should be doing. I have like so many camera parts. I'm gonna start looking at all of them. See, do I really need this? Then I'm gonna pack them. Even like the backdrops I do for product, still life. I gotta put that in a bin. Yeah, so put that in a bin. Figure out things. Like, do I need this? I have camera bags. Couple bags, use the laptop bag too. Do I need this? Do I need all this packaging I left behind? Because I thought like maybe I'm gonna resell some of my stuff. Maybe it'd be cool. I package it nicely. Because the original package will help. Like the monitor I have, there's a original pack. Original box that come with them. I'm keeping that. Because this is expensive monitor. Not as super expensive compared to others, but it's pretty expensive. And I started getting used to it. It was curved. It's curved. It's not a lot. It's just enough. I had a hard time with it. Then eventually I'm able to like bypass that. Sit back a little bit further. Like I have to take my back. Like all the way back a little bit. Once you sit back a little bit, it's like that's good. You sit close, it's not bad. But you can't get too close. But the cool part is with tiny little curve, it takes all the glare out. That was the key. I have a light behind me. I had a hard time with the flat screen, so I got this thing instead. So yeah, it's not bad, and you know, it's fast, 180 hertz, pretty fast. Does a job. That's it. I'm not doing anything crazy. If I went back to doing photos, editing and stuff, all that, then I would change the monitor to, okay, use the other one. But I would change it up to super high end. The color gotta be correct. I don't even calibrate this thing. I have a calibrator. Touch it. I haven't touched calibrator so long.
Don't need it. It's the printers now. And anything. Like the old days, we'd say WYSIWYG, which is what you see is what you get. It's exactly color. It's in color now. Back in the old days, you had to calibrate. Your screen's not calibrated. You don't know what the color is. You may see like red and it would print out like orange. It's amazing what's happening. The past few years, decades, made it so that the modern giant printers can print out perfect what you see on the screen. Amazing. But anyway, I think this is it. Well, whoever's here, still listening, have a happy Halloween. Wait, I gotta put an echo on that. I need it. How do I do that?
The pitch proof, which is this thing.
Okay, so yeah. That's it for today. So I'll get some rest and I'll just read stuff. I've been going through a lot of my Telegram stuff, I think, and the Twitter people came back and start reading their stuff. Just kind of overlook. Even the people I don't like, I just overlook everything. So you can get what's happening, what's the ether of Earth around Earth is doing. That's what we're doing today. And the kids come out, hand them off little treats. Other than that, I don't know. Have a great day. Have a wonderful Monday, Halloween 31st, and the last day of October. God, November already. Oof. Yeah, have a great day. And I'll see you on Wednesday. Ciao.